Dear Kristen, are lighthouses still used for what they were meant for, or are they just the nation's decorative knickknacks on our coastlines? Cameron Cousins, Herndon, Virginia. Dear Cameron, I wish they were as useless as giant, beautiful plastic flamingos covered in reflector tape, but unfortunately, their importance has magnified in these modern times. Apart from warning boats, canoes, and cross-ocean swimmers of impending land, they serve another function, bringing whale crime to light. Whales have taken their cue from the Somali pirates and have begun to rapidly create havoc in our peaceful seas, stealing from ghost pirate ships, tagging reefs, and more recently, abducting dolphin babies and selling them to infertile manatees. They do their dirty work at night, and the lighthouses have been working overtime, combing the waters with their revealing beams after the alarm has been sounded by whatever sea creature can make the walk on land, usually tattletale crabs. Kristen. Dear Kristen, there's been a lot of hullabaloo about child concussions lately. Are children more violent these days, or were we just overlooked as children? The shake-off philosophy worked for us, so why can't it work for modern-day children? Nick Pappas, Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Dear Nick, or perhaps are children more sleepy these days? Maybe they are using their concussions as excuses to take timeouts from working in the fields or sewing in the sweatshops. Check their tiny hands on their unconscious bodies. If their fingers are worked and bloodied to the literal bone, they are most likely faking that concussion, and you should wake them up and put them back to work. Kristen. Dear Kristen, I think sacred music gets a bad rap. I'm working on getting it more accepted in the mainstream. Can I send you some of my organ and choral recordings? Christian Clough, Hamilton, New York. Dear Christian, you can certainly send it to me, but I will refuse to listen to it. You know why? Because I'm not dead yet. Everyone knows that when you die and go to heaven, it's organ and choral music nonstop. You can't get away from it. Even when you go to your heaven hut and slam the cloud door, it's still stuck in your head, which is no longer a human head, but a beam of light. I think I'll enjoy this nice variety of music on earth before my sacred playlist kicks off for eternity. Thank you. Kristen. Dear Kristen, I enjoy hamsters, but guinea pigs really freak me out. My daughter, however, has her heart set on getting a guinea pig for a pet. Since they are both essentially rodents that live tragically short, wheel-spinning lives, how can I convince her to settle for a hamster instead? Maddie Schaefer, Phoenix, Arizona. Dear Maddie, just put a kitten in a hamster cage and call it a day. She won't care that it's not a guinea pig because kittens are the most adorable creatures in the world and possess a hypnotic power that humans are weak to. As soon as she sees that kitten mew and roll in the sawdust, she'll say, "I love my guinea pig. I'll call him Cider." Important note: when the kitten inevitably becomes a cat, dispose of him. It's uncomfortable seeing a cat in an aquarium. I guess you are doomed to have the dead pets talk, no matter what. Kristen.